أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 78 of Surah Bani Israel. In the last few ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had been discussing the demands, those demands that were unrealistic, those demands that were great disrespect for our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then thereafter the threat that they threatened Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to leave Makkah Mukarrama, make life difficult for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's advice to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah Ta'ala says, Aqimis Salah, establish the Salah. Establish the Salah means that in every aspect, the Fard one has to fulfill, the Wajibat one has to fulfill, but then the Sunan and all the Mustahabbat of Salat, all the Adab of Salat, Salat for men to be performed in the Masjid with Jama'ah, together with that, one should be persistent and steadfast in his salah. So this is the hukam that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi of Allah whose feet would swell when he would stand in tahajjud salat. So it wasn't as though Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was non-adherent. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exerted himself, but yet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to give this sabak, this lesson to the ummah, that aqimis salah, establish your salah. When liduluki shamsi ila ghasaqil layl, from the time of the declining of the sun till the darkness of the night. What is this declining of the sun? Insofar as Arabic is concerned, when what we term as zawal, when the sun is at its midpoint between the east and the west, that is what we would term as zawal. Now when the sun begins to decline and the sun begins to move towards the western horizon, that is the beginning of the time of the Zuhr Salat. And that Duluki Shams will continue till the sun sets, and after the sun sets, all of that is known as Duluku Shams in Arabic. So here, in a very, very unique way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is showing us the different salat as shown to us by Allah Ta'ala himself in other ayats of the Quran and then the hadith of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this would include Zuhar, Asr and Maghrib salat. And then Allah Ta'ala says, إِلَى غَسَقِ اللَّيْلِ, to the darkness of night. And when the night becomes dark, then that is obviously the time of Isha Salat. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in this small little brief section of the ayah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows us the four salats. In other ayats in Surah Hud, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala showed it in different ways. So hence Allah says, وَقُرْآنَ الْفَجَرِ, and the Quran of Fajr will mean the establishment of the Salat, in which you will recite lengthy rakats. You will recite lengthy rakats, and then that will mean that the Quran is recited at the time of Fajr. So now this is inclusive of all the five Salat. وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ, when the people would say different things to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Surah Hijr, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says the same thing, that we know that your chest, your heart has become constrained, that they are hurting you, and you can now feel that pain. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. What is the remedy of that? Then make tasbih and the hamd of Allah and become amongst those who would make sajda. In other words, perform salat. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is addressing our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but in reality each and every one of us need to take this address very, very personally. One is our personal difficulties, our personal challenges, what we should do, turn towards Allah Ta'ala. One of the challenges that's facing community, global community, the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what should we be doing? We should be turning towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, Inna Qur'an al-Fajri kana mashhuda. That certainly the recitation of the Qur'an Sharif at the time of Fajr, in other words, this entire Mubarak time, kana mashhuda, is being attended to. Who attends to it? One are the musallis come to the masjid, that is insan. But here Allah Ta'ala is not talking about insan. Allah is talking about mu'aqibat. Allah is talking about the malaika. It comes in the Mubarak hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that they are angels of the night and they are angels of the day. The angels of the night, they terminate their session at the time of Fajr. The angels of the day begin at that time. So both the angels of the night and the angels of the day meet at the time of Fajr. And again at the time of Asr, it comes in the hadith, just to complete the hadith, when the angels of the night go to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah asks them, how did you find my slaves, my servants? Despite the fact that Allah Ta'ala witnessed everything. So hence, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is speaking about the presence of the Malaika. Some Mufassirun have asked the question, why did Allah Ta'ala not mention the Asr? And here Allah Ta'ala mentions only the Fajr. Is because more difficult on this Ummat is the performance of the Fajr Salat. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala emphasizes, may Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.